Coming up, a Rebbetzin, a rabbi, and a therapist walked into a podcast. Sounds like a setup for a joke, but I asked these people whether they read any good books lately, and we're about to get some answers. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean, and if you like to read a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. Earlier in season one of 613 Books Podcast, we offered up a special episode in which some of our author guests, whose books found their way to the reading tables of many book buyers, gave us a glimpse at the books that have earned a place on their own reading table. It's always a treat for me to check in with guests of this show after their air dates, so we're doing it again. First up, we're checking in with someone who, as far as I know, is not an author yet, but she still gets a big mazel tov. And I'm speaking about Rebbetzin Bat Chen Grossman, who is a marriage coach for women in business and the producer and host of the Connected for Real podcast. Just recently, she and her husband, Rabbi Avi Grossman, welcomed a baby girl to their growing family, Ken Yerbu. And it was a little while before the blessed event that Rebbetzin Grossman invited me to be a podcast guest of hers. And eventually, our conversation got to the topic of books, and I asked her to tell us what book is on her reading table. So let's find out what a busy Rebbetzin is reading these days, or maybe I should say nights, since her new baby is probably sleeping like a baby. Okay, Mazel Tov, Rebbetzin Bat Chen Grossman, and thanks for taking a moment to tell us what book is on your reading table.
Hey, Heather. Here is what's on my reading table. I am reading Haggadat HaPesach, the Haggadah that we're actually going to be using when there is a Korban Pesach, a Paschal Lamb, at the table. And I'm excited. First of all, this is my husband's book, so I'm very excited to be reviewing it. It came out a couple of years ago and there's already an English translation. And something that I love is that this isn't the type of Haggadah that people are used to, specifically because you can't use it unless there is a Korban Pesach at the table. But now that Pesach is coming closer, I want to get ready and I want to get in the mood for, you know, in the right mind space for knowing that I'm ready. So I love that the book has two sections. The first section is all of the essays and is really well written, explaining all of the stuff behind the scenes that you have to understand and you have to know. And it really goes deep. I find that fascinating. And then the second part is the actual Haggadah. And I'm very proud because I got to design it. But I also love going back and seeing there are things that are in purple, and there are things that are in blue, right? Tchelet and Argaman. Those are like the classic two colors, and that's why we chose those. And those are the ones that will, you know, really point you in the direction of, hey, this is something new. This is not something that you're used to saying. Check this out. I think that it's amazing when you get into that mind space of, oh, we're not actually living ideal reality. There is something bigger and better waiting for us. It makes me come alive. It gives me the chills to think that in a blink of an eye, everything could change and we could be in that new reality in, you know, sitting around in groups where you sign up ahead of time and share a Seder with a bunch of people. And at the end of the Seder, instead of eating matzah, we're going to be eating Korban Pesach for Afikomen. I'm excited about it. And that's what's on my reading table. Thanks so much.
Wow, that is one very unique Haggadah. And with so much blessing going on at home, studying it will give you another wonderful source of inspiration as we head into Pesach. The next reading table we're going to look at is that of Rabbi Alexander Seinfeld. Rabbi Seinfeld was my featured guest on 613 Books podcast in January of 2024 to tell us about the book he co-authored with Dr. Daniel Grove, titled Body and Soul, the Torah Path to Health, Fitness, and a Holy Life. This book is a collection of over 180 major Torah teachings, some of which appear in translation for the first time. And it includes Midrash, Talmud, Rambam, Ramban, Ramchal, Rav Yisrael Salanter, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, Rav Avigdor Miller, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Rav Shlomo Valba, and many others. And truth be told, this book has remained front and center on one of the bookshelves in my own family's home because every Shabbos, usually after lunch, someone opens up our copy of Body and Soul, and no matter what page they land on, there are incredible insights about the systems our Creator fashioned in our bodies and how we can maximize good health practices. Very inspiring stuff. Well, while I have Rabbi Seinfeld on the line, I will take this opportunity to welcome back Rabbi Alexander Seinfeld and ask, what book is on your reading table?
Hi, Heather. One of the books on my reading table is my own book, my first book, The Art of Amazement, by myself, Rabbi Alexander Seinfeld, which I first published 20 years ago. And the book is all about the spirituality of Judaism, how to live as a spiritually connected Jew, how the kavanas of everyday life are available to us and we can live in a much higher plane. How to make a bracha with kavana, what the Shema is all about, what the Shemon Esrei about, and the other tefillas we have when properly understood are really meditations in a sense. And I need to get back into that because I want to make sure that my prayers and my brachas and so on are all with kavana. And that's what it's all about. And that's why The Art of Amazement is on my reading table.
Thank you, Rabbi Seinfeld. It's good to dip into a well of wisdom, no matter who the author is. Rabbi Alexander Seinfeld heads Jewish Spiritual Literacy Incorporated, JSLI, a nonprofit organization dedicated to revitalizing Jewish education. You can contact Rabbi Seinfeld through his website, and we have an email address for you also in the show notes, from which you can also invite Rabbi Seinfeld to host Torah Health programs in your community. You'll also find a link to purchase your copy of Body and Soul and another link to Rabbi Seinfeld's page on TorahAnytime.com. Next, we are going to check in with writer, public speaker, and therapist, Mindy Blumenfeld. Mindy was my featured guest on 613 Books podcast on Leap Day, February 29th, 2024, to tell us about her wonderful book called Hillel and the Paper Menchies, which she co-authored with the book's wonderful illustrator, Mark Loomer. Their book encourages children to harness their creativity, resilience, and faith to overcome adversity. Mindy is busily on a book tour telling the world about Hillel and the Paper Menchies, and I'm thrilled that she's on the line to check in and tell us about one of her all-time favorite books, which is almost never out of her reach. Hey, Mindy, welcome back to 613 Books Podcast, and tell us all about the incredible book on your reading table.
Hi, Heather. So the book that's sitting on my night table always, it like barely moves from there, is the book Brushstrokes by Gary Levine that was put out a million years ago by NCSY. Most magnificent book. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's about a main character. He's not religious. And he meets this rabbi and his wife, and he's just like drawn to Yiddishkeit. And it's a very powerful book because it was written like at the time that kids were like, kind of like asking questions about the Holocaust, how the Holocaust happened. And I was a child of Holocaust survivors. I still am. My parents are both alive still. And it really resonated with me, not in the questions, but in like how powerful the Holocaust was and the questions that could happen. And the rabbi and his wife, they have their own tragedy that happened to them, that their only child died young. And I remember I was a teenager when I read it, and I simply loved that book. And it just spoke to me even then very, very strongly, because as a teenager, I was in a sense reinventing my own Yiddishkeit as well. I was becoming more and more religious. There were things that were more important to me. I had taken in the information from my school and my parents and my grandparents and like putting it together. So it felt very, very important to me, this book of how I'm also questioning and becoming a better Jew and a more committed Jew, even though I grew up in a frum house, but yet there was something even more strong about it. And I remember then as a child, as a teenager, I remember there was a very powerful sentence in the book. And the sentence was that when the boy asked the rabbi, and he says, like, you know, how could 6 million Jews have died? I can't remember exactly what the book said, but either like the omniscient narrator or the rabbi says something to the effect of like, when every single child dies, there's that question. Which means the same way we don't question when one child, a single child dies, we don't question when it's 6 million individual children that died. It's the same God. It's the same thing. It's not anything different. Each one is an individual. And as a teenager, somehow this like struck me as, wow, like that's true. And I just held it my whole entire life. And then when my son was diagnosed with cancer when he was 6 years old, I think like literally there in the hospital, 2 seconds after I got the diagnosis, I think that was the line that came to my mind. Like the same way I never questioned the Holocaust, and my grandparents and my parents had such faith in Hashem and what he did. And I never questioned the Holocaust because I saw my parents and grandparents' faith and that whole generation. I'm not questioning this either. This is what Hashem wants. And the same way my grandparents are alive to tell the tale, I will be alive to tell the tale. And I shared this with all of my kids right afterwards. And this book has been sitting at my night table way before Hillel got sick, because I love the book so much. I actually, as soon as there was internet, I literally went to find it online. It cost me $80 to have it. And I literally have it. It actually migrates from my night table to my bookcase that I have right next to my bed. And that's where it is. So that's the book that's sitting on the night table or on my bookshelf right near my bed all the time.
Thank you very much, Mindy. That's clearly a book that's close to your heart. To contact Mindy Blumenfeld or to purchase your copy of Hillel and the Paper Menchies, head over to the show notes for this week's episode. Also in the show notes, check out Mark Loomer's other incredible illustrated works, as well as his contact information. In fact, links to our guests' new books, as well as Rabbi Avi Grossman's Haggadat HaPesach for use at a Seder with a Korban Pesach, are there in the show notes. And that's what's on the shelf for this What's on the Reading Table episode of 613 Books Podcast. I'm Heather Dean. Thanks for listening.
613 Books Podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean, Senior Producer and Director of Operations, Greg Cohen, Consulting Producer, Yisca Roth, Show Announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books Podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.